We'll be right back. David Varelli's at the piano, Rafael Albalos at the wibro, and a piece entitled Mares y Arenas from The Singer's Grove, released by David Varelli's in 2018. Going back to his birthplace in Santiago de Chile, both for inspiration and musicians, and a beautiful outing featuring a larger ensemble and a few pieces with just David and Rafael in a solo setting. Prior to that, Chez Smith and We All Break from Path of Seven Colors, recently released on the Pyroclastic recording label. Leaves Arrive was the piece we heard. Serene Dantor Rene at vocals, Miguel Zenon at alto sax, Matt Mitchell at the piano, Nick Dunstan at the bass, Daniel Breville at tambour, Fanfare Jean-Guy René at tambour, along with Marcus Schwartz also at tambour, and Chez Smith at drums and percussion. As I say, a pyroclastic release from Chez Smith and We All Break. Prior to that, David Varelli's in something from his 2012 release, piece entitled The Executioner, with Varelli's, of course, at the piano, Ben Street at acoustic bass, and Andrew Sorrell at drums and percussion, and all kinds of percussion. A pie release from David Varelli's, and there's a brand new release coming out that he put together in the year 2020. Over the course of the pandemic, and that is soon to be released on the Pi recording label. Speaking of Pi recordings, the most recent release from the Mighty label is the new 6-CD box set from Matt Mitchell and Kate Gentile, with an ebbing and flowing ensemble, the Snark Horse. The Snark Orchestra, there we are, and a brand new release just out, and we took another piece this week from that beautiful collection of music. Torpid Blather, Fuck Your Capitalism Style, Pendulum Wobbles was the piece we heard. Kate Gentile, Matt Mitchell, both providing compositions. Kate at drums and percussion, Matt at keyboards and electronics. Kim Cass at bass on that piece. Ben Gerstein, at the trombone. John Irabagon at reeds. Davey Lazar at trumpet and cornet. And Matt Maneri at the viola for that particular piece. Again, from the Snark Horse box set. Prior to that, from a 2019 release from a project calling themselves Geometry, and the release Geometry of Distance, out on Relative Pitch in 2019, as I say, with Kyoko Kitamura at voice, Joe Morris at guitar, Tembeka Reed at the cello, and Taylor Holbeinum at trumpet and cornet. Beautiful release, again, with Kyoto Kitamura at voice. Prior to that, a project called IPA from their album Bashing Mushrooms, cuneiform release from 2019. That was a piece, Kudeta. Atli Nemo at reeds, Magnus Brew at the trumpet, Matthias Stoll at vibraphone, Ingelbrick Hacker Flatten at the double bass, and Hakon Johansson at the drums. IPA and Bashing Mushrooms. Prior to that, as I mentioned, Harriet, piece from William Parker from Volume 4 of the Migration of Silence into and Out of the Tone World box set, with Kyoto Kitamura at voice, Ben Stappa at the tuba, Kayla Abbott at soprano sax, Rachel Housel, at the drums, and of course William Parker at bass, and providing compositions. Tremendous collection of music, that box set. Still working my way through it and enjoying just about every single note. This is Jazz Amok right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. I hope you had a chance to catch some of the Vision Festival that went down last week. Speaking of William Parker, who of course is a co-founder of that project. If you didn't, I think stuff is still available. I think it was maybe not. Maybe it was only 6 days. Go have a look. See. Check it out. The Guelph Jazz Festival, Free Music Festival, Creative Music Festival, has announced their lineup for this year's edition, and there are some live in-person in closed quarters performances, as a matter of fact, and a bunch of stuff happening outside with free performances in large parks. You may want to check that out and just go to Guelph Jazz Fest, of course. And that's it for now. We'll be right back with some more great music right after this.
CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive empty member jar. That's all I need when I am. Well, CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive empty member jar. That's all I need when I am. Well, 90.3 FM. It's CKUT, the Cultural Radio Station. Radio McGill. Blessed love. The messenger. Take it away.
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
We're back. John B., your host, of course. This is Jazz Amok on a Friday morning right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. If you miss any of the details about the music played here on the program, because I do ramble on and mumble my words and mispronounce often, you can go to jazzamuck.blogspot.ca for a full listing on all of the music. Great music that's played here on the program. We're going to start this set off with a brand new release just in from Andrew Cyril. The News is the name of the release. It's just out on ECM. We are going to hear the title track, and David Varelis is featured prominently at keyboards, piano, and synthesizer on the release. Ben Street at double bass, Bill Frizzell at the guitar, and Andrew Cyril, of course, at drums and percussion. Again, this is The News, all right here in Jazz Amok. Thank you.
north, east, west, and south. The news.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it rolled down. The Weber Morris Big Band, and something from their debut recording of last year, released on the Greenleaf recording label. Both Are True is the name of the release. And of course, it features Angela Morris conducting and playing tenor sax and flute, along with Anna Weber conducting and playing tenor saxophone and flute. Joining the two women, Jay Ratman, Charlotte Grave, Adam Shinnett, and Lisa Perron at the saxophones, John Lake, Jake Henry, Adam O'Farrell, Kenny Warren at trumpet and flugelhorns, Tim Vaughn and Nick Grinder at the trombones, with Jen Baker also at trombone, and Reginald Chapman at bass trombone, Dustin Carlson at the guitar, Patricia Brennan, of course, at the vibraphone, Mark Hannaford at the piano, Adam Hopkins at the bass, and Jeff Davis at the drums. Again, a piece entitled And It Rolled Down from the Weber Morris Big Band, no doubt. Henry Threadgill before that with his project Double Up from the album Double Up Plays Double Up, and a piece entitled Clear and Distinct. Curtis Robert McDonald at alto saxophone, Roman Filiu at alto saxophone and alto flute, Christopher Hoffman at the cello, Jose Davila at the tuba, David Bryant at the piano, Luis Pedonma at piano as well, along with David Varelles at piano and harmonium, and Craig Weinrib at drums and percussion. Of course, a Pi Recordings release, and there are rumors that new material coming out from Henry Threadgill via Pi Recordings shortly. Let's hope that happens. Prior to that, a brand new release, yet another one from Sotoku Fuji, working in a new trio setting with Takashi Sugawa at bass and cello, and Etetsu Takemuro, at the drums. From the album Moon on the Lake, released on Libra Records, that was the piece Keep Running. VJ Iyer before that, from his new trio outing Uneasy, just out on the ECM recording label a couple of months ago. Iyer, of course, at the piano, Linda May Ho at double bass, and Taishan Sori at the drums. Configurations was the piece we took, again from the album Uneasy, from VJ Iyer. And Andrew Cyril with his new release out on ECM, title track to the news. Andrew Cyril drums, Bill Frizzell guitar, David Varelles piano and synthesizer, and Ben Street at the double bass. Again, it can be found on the ECM recording label. This is Jazz Amok, and we can be found here on CKUT every Friday morning from 9 till 11 with your host, me, John B. Hope you are enjoying the show and enjoying the music. I guess it's about time to get out of here. Got to make some room for the next program up at 11 o'clock. And of course, Butcher T's in at noon with the noontime cuts. Keep it locked. 90.3 FM in Montreal. Going to close it up with a piece from Togetherness. Of course, Elwood Epps Project. We're going to hear from their self-titled release that came out a few years ago now on Mr. E Records. And Togetherness will be performing at the Guelph Festival, this year's edition. They'll be performing outside and members include, we'll put it that way, Jean Jerome and Laurie Friedman. But for this recording, we're about to hear Eric Hove at alto saxophone. I got to get out of here. Scott Thompson at the trombone. Louis Vincent Emel at the drums. Russ Nierick at tenor saxophone. Elwood Epps, of course, at the trumpet. And Stéphane Diamanti-Cue at the double bass. From the album Togetherness, this is Togetherness and an Elwood Epps composition, Clay. See you next week. Bye.
Sound experience of a lifetime. Are you ready for crystal clarity in sonic bliss? Are you ready for CKUT? We're ready for you. 90.3 on your FM dial.
The following is a previously broadcast program. and you are listening to It Could All Be So Simple on CKUT 90.3 FM. Today's episode will be a part of a three-part series on the student experience with isolation, conducted through interviews that will tackle the subject of relationships, mental health, and unlikely connections during the time of confinement. Today, I'll be airing interviews from three first-year students from McGill who'll be talking about their experiences entering the world of university, living in Montreal, studying online, and trying to find a place for themselves in the city in the midst of a pandemic. In our next episode, I'll be talking with international students who studied and self-isolated in Spain, France, and America. And for our final episode, I'll be talking to students who were applying to and graduating from college in the midst of the pandemic. This is the COVID